Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. This show we are going through field goal percentage punt, how to do it effectively, how to use it to win your fantasy draft. Let's go!
Jordan open! Chicago with the lead! Bryant to Shaq!
Not a game. We talking about practice.
LeBron James with no regard for human life! It is impossible!
Welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. My name is Mitchell Casey, and you can find me on Twitter at BallBoysNBA. And as always, I'm joined with my good friend, the co-host of the Ball Boys Podcast, Callum Mack. How you doing, man?
Pretty good, my man. Let's talk on some of my favorite punting strategies.
It's the meat of fantasy season at the moment, and we're really getting into it. So if you haven't already checked out our latest podcast on a bit more of a general overview on how to punt in general, some good strategies that we talked about in there. Check it out over on the YouTube channel or on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're here, give the video a bit of a like, thumbs it up. Make sure you subscribe because we're going to be going through lots of fantasy goodies leading up to your draft. So we're talking field goal percentage punting strategy today, and we're going to have a bit of a deeper dive into how to use this strategy to come out of your draft on top and win your fantasy championship. Talk me through, Cal, the advantages of punting field goal percentage as a strategy for head-to-head leagues.
So punting field goal, obviously, yeah, you have to know what are you going to get boosted in. Usually when you punt any category, there's like one or two that really glare at you. So currently when you punt field goal, naturally you got a big boost in threes. I feel like that's pretty pretty obvious. You probably will have a decrease in rebounds. So that's kind of like one of the negatives that you will have to be looking for to make up for. So that's probably one thing to go in. If you're thinking of punting field goal, you have to always keep that in mind.
Yep. I think that's a good one. Yeah, like those natural categories that get a lift from concentrating and ignoring field goal percentage. You're going to get a lot of players that shoot a lot of threes. Threes are lower percentage shots than twos. Obviously, that's going to affect your field goal percentage. So the other thing I want to mention with punting either one of the percentage categories, but percentages particularly, and this is why I'm a big fan of at least having one of the percentages punted. There's an infinite amount that the percentage can be bad or good. Different to like blocks, steals, points, all those other counting stats. If you get three blocks, that's awesome. If you get zero blocks, that's not good, but you cannot get less than zero blocks, if that makes sense. You can go one for, what was that line? I think there was a game last year where someone went absolutely putrid from the field. It was like one for 16 or something like that. That is an enormous drain on your field goal percentage. So, and it's a high variance stat. So players can have off nights, they can have off weeks. Even the good players can have.
They got up against Davion Mitchell. Or...
Jesus Christ! I'm gonna get so sick of that nickname this season. Yeah, so maybe if they're going up against off night, they might have an off night. But when you punt that category, you take all that out. You don't give a shit anyway. If they have an off night, they still jack up 10 threes and they hit two of them. Cool, you still get two threes. So that's a good thing about punting field goal percentage categories, because and on the flip side, if you have a week that everyone just shoots the lights out, then great, for that week you've got good field goal percentage. It's a bonus and you might win that category as well. So I think those are the reasons why I really like field goal percentage as a good punt. And normally I would choose either one of the percentages to punt, and sometimes even both. We'll talk a bit more about that later. But let's get into some specific players who benefit the most from this build. I want to highlight one, and then I'll throw it over to you, Callum. The player who benefits the most out of all players in the NBA is Fred VanVleet from this punt, which he actually gains a 33% increase to his value just from taking the field goal percentage category out alone. And if you go based on last year and you punt field goal percentage and turnovers, he is the 10th ranked player from last year, which is pretty surprising to a lot of you, I'm sure. So who are some other players off the top of your head, Cal, that benefit from the field goal percentage punt?
We're talking like kind of your first rounders, which always should be kind of the basis of your team. Damian Lillard is a classic punt field goal, yep, kind of foundation piece. If you get him, you know he's going to be jacking up shots. And there's been years kind of like where you touched on before, where when they have good weeks, I add him. And then on the turn, I had Paul George, another guy who isn't amazing in terms of field goal. And there were some weeks when those guys would carry my field goal. There was if Damian Lillard drops 40 points and he shoots 15 from 20, I'm looking pretty good that week in field goal just from that boost. So I think Damian Lillard's great just because, once again, the volume. If you get guys big volume, that's the people who really can carry the field goal. So if, on average, he shoots 45%, it's a negative. He'll have weeks where he is obviously well above that. He'll have hot stretches. So Damian Lillard is probably the number one guy for me. If you go down, Terry Rozier had a great year last year. Yeah. He can be a good candidate for a punt field goal. You've got players like a Buddy Hield. Obviously, it's guard heavy. I think that's probably one thing you have to realize. The bigs are hard to come by.
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot of guards. Like, you're talking Kemba Walker, Donovan Mitchell, James Harden. You've got Devontae Graham. You've got Lonzo Ball, LaMelo Ball. All these guys, they're all guards. Okay. So that does put a bit of a premium on some big guys that fit this build. Now, when you're punting field goal percentage, if you are trying to look after your free throw percentage, you need to be making sure that you're grabbing guys, not that have bad field goal percentage, but you need to be looking after your free throw percentage. So that puts a big importance on drafting those players. And we're going to talk a little bit about positional scarcity a little bit later on, but players that benefit from punt field goal percentage that boost their value because they are normally suffering from this in the rankings. Players like Jaren Jackson Jr., Nikola Vucevic, Karl-Anthony Towns, Kristaps Porzingis, Julius Randle, and Al Horford, just to name a few. There are more, but they're the sort of notable ones there that normally in the rankings take a bit of a hit because of their poor field goal percentage, but you don't give a shit, so you're going to get extra value from them and when you draft them. So more on the big guys later. Let's go talk about pairing field goal percentage punts with other categories. What are some of your favorites to pair a field goal percentage punt with, Cal?
If you do a field goal percentage, I think you can do blocks and rebounds, and you can just kind of go for a pretty guard-heavy lineup.
Yep.
I think that's probably one way to go around it. You can do a combination of obviously those two. I've done the field goal and block before. It's worked. Yep. I feel like a bad combo, for an example, would be the field goal with steals, because once again, your steals probably should be boosted when you have this build.
Yeah. You definitely, a player like Robert Covington comes to mind, who's a big steals guy, but low field goal percentage takes a hit because of that. Normally it's a bit hard to pair like field goal percentage punt and like an assist punt or a threes punt because that doesn't really make sense. So you don't want to be pairing those categories that sort of go well together. The classic one is field goals and blocks. Getting rid of all those big guys that block a lot of shots, field goals and rebounds, field goals and turnovers, although turnovers, if you listen to our last podcast, is an auto punt for me. And then I've seen this work, and it actually worked in our most recent league. The winner of our league punted field goal percentage, rebounds, blocks, and turnovers. A four-category punt, and it's actually quite a common punt in our league historically. There's always one or two teams that that goes heavy and just punts all these categories, drafts all these guards, all these shooting wings, and then one or two big guys, and that's it. And they are so hard to beat in those categories. You basically come up against these teams, and you just know you're not going to win threes. The free throw percentage is going to be extremely hard to beat because they've looked after it during the draft. Steals, assists are tough. That's a really strong strategy that I think if you're in a very competitive league, you could definitely look at.
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, and you've got the five categories, and it's hard to beat them. You get a lot of threes there, obviously. You get a lot of steals. And look, it all kind of rounds out. You should be getting assists.
Yeah.
The field goal, you know, it is what it is, but you should still be getting points. You just get some guys of high arm. And once again, the field goal, it can be definitely be swayed each week to week. So,
yeah, 100%. Let's move on to this positional scarcity I'm talking about here. And this is referring back to what we spoke about before about when you do this field goal percentage punt, naturally you're going to get a lot of guards boosting in value. And that's excellent. You're going to get all these guys, like I said, Fred VanVleet, Kemba Walker, Donovan Mitchell, etc. We named them all earlier. What we still need to do is fill out our center and power forwards spots on our roster. Obviously, you need to fill and put out a team that you can field and play regular minutes, but you want those players to still be contributing. You don't want them just be token holders there, or even worse, negatively impacting your free throw percentage, your turnovers, and things like that. So there is a bit of a premium on some players that go for this. So for this reason, what I would recommend to everyone punting field goal percentage is to maybe, even if you have to reach a little bit early, try and get those big guys that suit your build earlier rather than later. Lock those guys away, and then you can get some good value at the end of your drafts with your Devonte Grahams, with your not quite as early, but Lonzo Ball or Derek White and players like that. But just make sure you get those big guys early, because there's only a handful. You're limiting the amount of value you can when you turn on that punt field goal percentage with the big guys. What are your thoughts on the center and forward positions in a punt field goal percentage, Cal?
Yeah, I think it's vital. You have to get this right. And that's why when we like to lock things in, I like to lock it in the third or fourth round. So if I'm going to go a full field goal punt, I should, in the second or the third and the fourth, I should at least kind of have two good bigs by that point, I think.
I would agree.
You want to get two solid foundation pieces and take it away from there.
Yep. Especially if your league has, like the Yahoo default league is two centers. I think ESPN might be the same. I can't quite remember. But if your league has two centers, it makes this punt a little bit tougher, because you've got to fill at least two centers, and you're probably going to want to have at least one or two in reserve as well, in case, you know, they've got different games and the schedules don't match up. You don't want to be fielding, you know, eight players when you could be fielding 10, but you just don't have enough players that fit into those two center slots. So you want to make sure that you have enough players to fill those roster spots. And for that reason, last year we made this decision to go to one center. It's the shallowest position in the league, so I would recommend doing that for all leagues anyway. But just make sure you get in those positions, and also know which player is center eligible on which site. I know they vary from Fantrax to ESPN and Yahoo and things like that. So know which players. For example, Julius Randle is a center eligible player on Yahoo, so he is someone that you could lock away. Gives you good threes, gives you good assists, free throw percentage is okay. So he'd be someone that would suit very well on this sort of a punt. And last thing, swing categories. Let's say you're in a draft and you know after the first few picks, there's a few teams that are punting field goal percentage as well. You've got to make sure that you've got something that differentiates your team to their team, so that when you come up against them, you're going to beat them because of this category or this category. What are some good swing categories, and how do you think that you would go about that, Cal, if you know that you've got two other teams in your draft that are punting the same categories as you?
One thing you could do actually is you could even do it on the waiver wire. Is probably something you could do. If there's some guys that are in blocks, and you like, some people like to do a waiver wire thing where they can kind of drop two or three players. You could just pick three players that week specifically to get blocks, and then you may find yourself winning that one category that could get you over the edge.
Yeah, 100%. I think that is sometimes harder to do, especially if you've got a deeper league and there's less talent on the waiver wire. It's probably more applicable on a shallower league, like 8 teams, 10 teams. Probably still doable in 12 teams, but anything deeper than that, it would be hard to do. I like to always make sure that if I'm keeping an eye on other teams, and I'm thinking, okay, there's this team over here that's punting four categories. I've got to make sure that I'm going to be better than them in five categories. So yeah, they might get threes. They might get free throw percentage. Cool. But I'm going to make sure that my assists are higher than theirs. And I'm going to make sure that at least, even if it's not a super high strength of mine, I'm going to have a little bit of rebounding. Or I might have one or two players like a Jaren Jackson Jr. or someone like that can get a block shot here and there. That's when you know your league and you know who's doing things. If you're a bit unsure and you're a bit newer to fantasy, I wouldn't worry too much about it. But if you're in a competitive league, it is something that I would keep in mind if you know that there are other teams punting the same categories as you. All right, let's move on. The last little thing that we're going to do here is a bit of a mock draft of some sorts, or a bit of a first early round sort of preview on what it would look like if you were setting out or just happened to go into a field goal percentage punt. So let's look at the first round and look at some notable players that you'd be getting in the first or very early second that would suit this build. You've got players like Damian Lillard, James Harden, Paul George, and Bradley Beal. Have I left anyone else off that list that you think suit this build? Maybe Jason Tatum might find his way into the first round as well.
Yeah, look, Tatum, if it's a 12 to 14 kind of player draft, I think Tatum definitely would be a first round pick. Especially in this build, but I think you nailed it. Look, Damian Lillard, James Harden, Paul George, Bradley Beal, those are your foundation pieces for a punt field goal.
Yeah. So as you can see, there are four or five players in the first round that you could conceivably do a field goal percentage punt. So for that reason, it is a bit of a popular strategy, in my opinion. There are a lot of players that do lend themselves to a punt field goal percentage build. Just keep an eye on those teams that grab those players and see what they're doing. And like I said before, try and think about a way to you can differentiate your team from theirs.
You could even do a Steph Curry as well. Steph Curry can fit the build.
Yeah, I mean he is a bit higher in terms of like close to that 50%, but you know it might drop off. He is getting a bit older. It is Steph Curry though, so maybe it won't. What about round two? Who are some good field goal percentage punters that we can look at in round two here, Cal?
So for your round two, this is when you probably should be trying to get it hitting a big man at this point in time. Yep. So I wouldn't be too offended if you get with like maybe a Bam Adebayo or even a Julius Randle. Yep. Even a Joel Embiid, I know he's injury prone. If you can get him to snatch in the second round, his field goal doesn't scream at you as amazing because he does hit the threes. So anyone like that can still give you value in other categories, I would be running to get at this point. Sabonis, maybe. I don't know.
Sabonis is a good one. He's an interesting one because his free throw percentage is below 70%. So it is something that you would have to look after. It's not something that's unrecoverable from, but you would have to keep that in mind. For that reason, I would prefer someone like a Julius Randle over a Sabonis, even though I think Sabonis is going to be a higher ranked player because he's probably more efficient from the field. You're not worried about that. So I think for a punt field goal percentage.
In a punt field goal, Randle is more
valuable.
Yeah,
I would go Randle over Sabonis. I think from this stage, if I'm looking at the very early rankings over in Yahoo and my projections and things like that, I think you've probably got at least one more round here if you wanted to consolidate a punt field goal percentage build. You can go another guard in round two, I think. You can look at players like a Fred VanVleet, who gains a massive, like we said, the most amount of value in that build. So I would be looking and targeting him very heavily. I would also be targeting someone like Trae Young very heavily, and maybe even a LaMelo Ball. So those players are obviously huge. They get impacted a lot by poor field goal percentage, but they've got a lot of value in assists, points, free throw percentage. So you get that big buffer in free throw percentage. So then when you take your bigs in round three and four, then you can sort of stomach some of those not as ideal free throw percentage big guys. So just looking at the landscape at the moment, I think the first two rounds, if you can get those high scoring, high assist players first, then I would be targeting your bigs in rounds three and four. Let's go on to round three. Now, it's hard to know. It's very early on. Some sites have just opened up. I'm looking at Julius Randle, if he's still there. Nikola Vucevic, who might be sliding with a few additions into Chicago. Anyone else that you can sort of think about in this sort of area of the draft here, Cal?
You could go with Chris Middleton Avenue. There's nothing wrong with that. He doesn't carry too much at field goal, but he's good in a lot of other categories. Yep. You could potentially look at your Anthony Edwards. Might be a bit of a reach at this point, but he's a good fit. He's probably a bit later in your fifth to fourth rounds. Yep. You could go Russell Westbrook because his field goal was being pretty bad. I'm not too sure what he's going to be like this year, but if Russell Westbrook does slide, he's worth maybe considering for a field goal punt.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we discussed Russell Westbrook on the free agency podcast, and I think you and I have slightly different opinions. I'm down on Westbrook this year. I think he's more of a fourth, fifth round player to me personally, and I think he's more of a free throw percentage punt as well. So, because I think that free throw is really going to hurt a team like this. Although his rebounds would be very handy from someone from the guard position as well. Yeah, someone who I'm not as keen on. What are your thoughts on someone like Kristaps Porzingis? Is like the third round a bit early for a player like that? Someone who, again, would fit this build very nicely, but obviously you've got those injury concerns and things like that for Kristaps.
I like Kristaps in he usually goes the third round. I think that's probably a bit early. I like him in the fourth. I think Kristaps in the fourth is a good pick just because he can give you the blocks and you need the blocks. You can, at this point in time, you might be able to maybe go for a punt, more of a rebound thing as well with the field goal and kind of lock in a bit more blocks later down the track.
Yep, I think I like it. I think, like I said, I'm okay reaching slightly for a player that's perfect for my build. And I think Kristaps Porzingis is a perfect player in a punt field goal percentage build. And you've got those sneaky blocks, threes, good free throw percentage, good points, which is still important early in the draft. And if we head over into the fourth round, I'm going to throw another big guy out there. Again, it's probably a little bit of a reach, but again, in this build, I'm happy to do it. It's Jaren Jackson Jr. Now, I am as hurt as anyone from Jaren Jackson Jr. last year. I know. If you drafted him last year, you're with me. You know how much it sucked. But he's a good player, and they've traded Valanciunas. He is set for a big year, and I think he was something like a top 30 or a top 40 player last year in limited minutes, although it was a small sample size. This guy can put up stats, so I'd be very happy in this build to grab Jaren Jackson Jr. in the 30s or 40s just to consolidate. I'll have my two centers ready to go, and then I can grab some more guards and wings and get some more of those assists, steals, and threes. So what are your thoughts about Triple J at this point in the draft for a punt field goal percentage build?
Yeah, look, he fits the build. Once again, if you want to have a little bit of a reach, I think the overall value in that round is fine for Jaren Jackson Jr. Some guys are on my list at this point. If scary Terry Rozier falls this late, I think he's great in this build. He was a very good sneaky good fantasy player last season.
Got paid.
His field goal. Are you hating on him?
No, he got paid on the offseason. Oh, I'm just saying
he got
that.
Paid.
Yeah,
he got paid, and Devontae Graham's out of there. Yep. You got a rookie Bouknight. He might not get too many minutes. No. I think he's going to have a great year again, and I'm totally happy to get him around this age. You could get a DeJounte Murray potentially because the Spurs are going the full youth movement. He's probably on cue for a breakout season. DeJounte Murray, so
good rebounds from the point guard position, which is something that you do need to look after. Yep.
Yep. I don't know, but you get a Brandon Ingram as well. He falls this late. He might not fall this late, but he can fit this build pretty well.
Yeah. Yep. No, I like it. I also want to shout out OG Anunoby, who is someone who I am pretty high on this year. I think he's going to put up some great steals. I think he's going to get more points this year. And in this build, he's going to be really good. You're going to need those steals. You want those threes, good free throw percentage. The field goal percentage isn't horrible, but again, you're not looking for bad field goal percentage. You're just looking for guys that give you those stats that you need. So someone who I also like around this point. Again, though, it is hard. We don't know what players are on. If you're punting field goal percentage and free throw percentage, that changes it completely. Then someone like a Russell Westbrook is better. Someone like a Luka Doncic is better. LaMelo Ball increases. So if you went, Luka, LaMelo, Russell Westbrook in your first three rounds, you've got a perfect start to your draft because you've got all those counting stats and you don't give a shit about all your percentages, and then you can just go from there. So depending on if you're doing one or two cats, this will change that outcome. So these are just some rough sort of things for you to get thinking about those positions, those big guys, and where you're going to go from there. Any last sort of advice on the field goal percentage punt before we wrap it up there, Cal?
I'll say, like, once again, you should try and know what bigs you want, because the bigs will go pretty quickly. So if you want to really get a good punt field goal build, you have to get the right big for that build. So keep that in mind.
Yep. Very, very good advice. All right. That will do it for us today, guys. If you're watching again on YouTube, please hit the thumbs up button. It really does help. Helps us spread the good word. Subscribe to the channel. If you're listening along on Apple Podcasts, make sure you give us a 5-star review. Let your friends know about us. Let us know in the comments if you have any questions about the fantasy basketball season coming up. If you disagree with all of our picks, let us know about it. And we will catch you guys next time. Laters.
Saving money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com. Save big money.